This is a dictation of Alisa Cook, A-L-Y-S-S-A, Cook, C-O-O-K. Date of birth is 5/16/2004. Date of birth is 8/13/2022. Service 127/2023, January 27, 2023. History is as follows. Alisa Cook is a victim of an automobile accident where she was riding as a front seat passenger restraint. And passed out for a few minutes, and she started having headaches all over the head, along with the various TBI symptoms, including dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ears, feeling of passing out, and loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, nightmares, nausea, blurred vision, blurred spots in the vision. In addition, she started having pain in the area of neck and chest, and limited walking, some pain in the tummy, mostly the chest pain and tummy pain was from the seat belt. Then the person was initiated, she was initially seen on 9/19/2023 and was placed on physical therapy. Antivert was provided for dizziness, fear research for headache, and all other treatments. The patient has continued on this medication. Currently, she reports the following. She reports that her headache is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and it is not resolved with fear research. She also is quite depressed. She is having dizziness along with nausea. Headaches are involving the entire head. She also was having a wrist brace that was provided to her. Pain 60% better overall since the day of accident. She reports that she has a mood swing. She is irritated and very irritable and angry sometimes. Sleep is only 8 to 11 hours she can sleep. Overall, the pain level is 8 to 9 in the area of neck and lower back. And in the lower back, it's more towards the right side where sacroiliac joint is. The patient report that first and second finger is painful. And patient reports 50 to 60% improvement in the symptoms. And areas that are affected are sleep, which is 10 according to her, and enjoyment of life, which is also affected 10. Relationship with other people and work are affected 8. Mood is affected 8. General activity is affected 7. System review. In neurology and psych, patient is reporting severe headaches 10 on a scale of 10. Back side. As I shared with severe dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, ear ringing, difficulty sleeping and loss of balance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression and loss of memory, lower back. And the pain and numbness patient has an ongoing pain in the neck, shoulders, in the left wrist and hand. And stiffness of the shoulder, both, and stiffness of the neck and the lower back. In the GI, none, GU, none, respiratory, no symptoms. Additional issues, none. Changes in the pain level in the last 30 days, patient reports that there is slight improvement, 60% in the pain level. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medication. The musculoskeleton examination in the area of paravertebral muscle spasm. There is no spasm in the neck area or the lower back. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none is observed. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. There is no spasm in the neck muscles, and it is improved. The lumbar spine, range of motion forward flexion is 60, extension is 25 bilateral side flexions, 45 bilateral rotations, 45. Upper extension was not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, kindly place the Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test negative, destruction test negative, Sotol test negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Purjanski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Braga test negative. Kemp test negative. Cranberry stress test is negative. Babinski sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, most of the pain is on the right sided sacroiliac joint. And Faber test and Gonsalon test was found positive in this area. Other than that, there was no other issues noticed. The diagnosis remains the same. The gait of the patient is completely normal. And plan is to continue all the medications which is provided to her, including Mobic, meloxicam, 15 milligrams once a day, for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril, 10 milligrams, twice a day for muscle relaxation. I've added Wellbutrin, 150 milligram XL for depression. Lyrica was added for pain relief twice a day and for headaches. And Furosets was also provided. 50 tablet, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. Patient already has a prescription for Imitrex for severe. She's referred to Dr. Narayan Verma, who is a neurologist. She was also referred to Dr. Parks for psychiatry. And neuropsych evaluation and treatment was also ordered for her. And the patient was been ordered a MRI of the lumbar spine. That was not done yet. A quad cane was provided so that she doesn't lose balance and fall and break her head. Other than that, her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The previous MRI that we have is the Neurocon study of the brain that was found positive for TBI. However, the right shoulder MRI showed mild subacromial deltoid bursitis without any evidence of rotator cuff tear. Patient is continuing on a conservative treatment, and at this time, no other changes are required. Patient can always come back sooner if there is any issue. Once these neurology and psychiatry and neuropsych evaluations are completed, we'll modify our plan of care accordingly. She also is advised to have a caseworker so that she can be helped better and organized better. Thank you.